This morning, we have a guest joining us on the phone. Chelsea Amundson joins us this morning. Chelsea is the project manager for the Cass County Farmers Markets. They've got produce in the park coming up tonight. Plenty of other activities going on in the coming days, weeks, and actually months yet, too, as we're far from the winter season as far as the farmers markets go. Chelsea, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Well, pretty good. I guess it's not time to fold up the tents on farmers markets quite yet, is it?
No, it sure isn't. We have markets still going on throughout the rest of the month and also hopefully throughout October as well.
Yeah, you bet. Actually, isn't this kind of the better time of the year when it comes to farmers markets when you're looking for some stuff?
This is, primarily because you have a lot of your winter squash available, but you also have all the tomatoes and the cucumbers and zucchinis, all that late harvest that we had this year, and we're just now having in plentiful batches.
Absolutely. It's kind of nice because when you work through the season for folks who are regular participants at different farmers markets, you get a lot of variety depending upon which time you go.
You do. You'll see potatoes, sweet potatoes. There's always different kinds of tomatoes, and you have your little cherry tomatoes. We also have seen quite a bit of different kinds of squash, like our zucchini and our summer squash. So really, the different type of the year and the different time of the month, it's neat to keep coming back to the farmer's market to see what's new each week.
Yeah, if you went to one in June, you're probably not going to find the same things that you found then now in the fall.
Nope, not at all. In fact, this week we're having pumpkins at Produce in the Park. So every week we're always introducing some new produce and hopefully some new vendors as well.
Well, of course you are. It's that time of the year. It's that time of the year now. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on now. With farmers markets still going on in Cass County, it's not just the Produce in the Park event tonight, but there are plenty of opportunities for folks yet, aren't there?
There are. Atlantic Farmers Market, it gathers in the Orchlands parking lot on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 7 and also on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. That is the only farmers market in Cass County that is state certified and accepts the WIC and senior checks. And so go ahead and go out and visit that market. It's a great market with lots of different produce, baked goods, and then they also have some hand loom rugs and goat milk soap available there. And then, like you mentioned, tonight we have Produce in the Park, and that's every Thursday night in the Atlantic City Park, going now through hopefully the end of October. And then next Thursday, September 25th, is the final Messina Hillside Harvest Market. Messina has been having a farmer's market for the first time this summer every other Thursday, and next Thursday will be their final market for this season. And they've had a great turnout. Their vendors keep growing each week or every other week. And so it's been a really neat to sit back and kind of watch Messina grow. And the produce variety that they have for a small town is really nice for them.
Well, Chelsea, I know this is your job, and you know, you want to show folks exactly how hard you've been working on all this, but I want to lead into that by asking you, because, you know, some folks are probably familiar with the farmers markets right in their own backyards, the one that's right in their town, but are you starting to see more folks more aware of other farmers markets in the region and people traveling to find what they're looking for?
Definitely. There are very large farmers markets in the cities around Atlantic, such as Des Moines, Council Bluffs, Omaha, even Lincoln, and those farmers markets have anywhere from 20 to 50 plus vendors of all different kinds of produce and plants and flowers and different kinds of food vendors as well. And so going to one of those farmers markets in the city tends to be just a full experience. It takes about a half day to get through one. But it's really nice that right here in Cass County, and especially in Atlantic, we have the option to go to our farmers markets in our backyard and go to them 3 days a week in Atlantic.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for folks. People take advantage of it. And I know sometimes people look at the larger communities. You talk about the Omahas, Des Moines, things like that. And folks look at that and think, well, gee, there are so many things to choose from there. But you really have a lot of things to choose from in the local farmers markets, too. And you can be a little flexible heading out on different days.
Mm-hmm, exactly. There are not only, there isn't only a wide variety of produce, but also baked goods, house plants. There are outdoor plants such as mums. There are the rugs that I've spoke about, the goat milk soap, and then we've seen some recent vendors join our markets that are selling more craft items, such as paintings, potteries, different things with barn wood, and so it's really neat to go out to the market and just see the variety of products available.
Farmers markets traditionally, back in the day, you know, it was mostly backyard produce and things like that. Are you finding people shocked when they show up at some of these events at the wide range of products and things that are available?
Definitely. I think the majority of the people who visit the farmers markets are just blown away by the wide variety of produce and also other items available in Atlantic in Messina.
I know people are familiar with the term farmer's market, but maybe we need to coin a better one that's more wide-ranging and encompasses all the things available, huh?
Yes, that's a great idea. I think farmer's market in our minds, it just kind of, you know, we instantly think of an outdoor vendors with tents and produce on their table, and so it's definitely an experience for us here, too, in the smaller communities.
Absolutely. Well, I know Produce in the Park is coming up again tonight here in the Atlantic City Park. That's been pretty popular this year, hasn't it been?
It has. Each week we keep seeing more and more people show up. We definitely want everybody to know that we are continuing throughout October. And this Thursday, it's the third Thursday, and so we have a lot of exciting things happening, such as Dirt Road Divide. We'll be providing our music entertainment. Bounce House for Kids will be available. And then also, like I said earlier, the pumpkins added to all the fresh produce, baked goods, and bedded plants that are available on a typical Thursday night in the park.
You bet. Are people getting a kick out of the entertainment that they're finding there?
They are. We've had a wide variety of entertainment, from Piano John to Dirt Road Divide. Also, Jeremy Faga has been there providing entertainment, and so people are really enjoying it.
What type of music is Dirt Road Divide going to provide?
They are a local band, and they play different cover songs of country music, but then they also have some of their own music that they play.
Oh, very good. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a really good time with that again, and it sounds like the weather is going to be great for that event tonight.
It does. I sure hope so.
Yeah, it would be great. Well, if we can get a lot of folks out there. And the nice thing about these farmers markets, too, is sometimes back in the day it was kind of a hassle to bring the kids along because they don't really care about the farmers market and picking out tomatoes and what have you. It's just not fun for them. So they kind of whine a little bit, and it kind of makes it for a difficult evening. With Produce in the Park events like this, you cater to those types of situations.
We do. We really try to always have an activity for the kid or for the kids each week. As well, we also have Hy-Vee there grilling hamburgers and hot dogs. And then the Knights of Columbus is at Produce in the Park grilling brats each week as well. So it's really nice. You can bring your family out, get supper for the evening, let the kids play in the bounce house, buy your produce, and listen to a local band play for a couple hours.
Very good. I know you have a lot of regulars. Is there still time for folks who want to be vendors at something like this to sign up?
Yes, definitely. And I would just encourage them to contact LaVon Eblin, they're at KJAN, or myself, Chelsea Amundson, and we can get them in for the rest of the season.
Great. Well, as we said up front, it's not the end of the season. In really, a lot of ways, it's just beginning with the exciting time of the season for farmers markets and some of the products that are being brought to these different events. Any other things big coming down the road?
Yes, we have coming up. It's our first ever one-day-only holiday harvest market. And that is going to be on Monday, November 24th in the evening from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. And this market is really, our whole goal is to bring in local producers and also area crafters to reflect the local foods and the handcrafted items within Southwest Iowa. So it's a great time for you to come out with the kids and the family and stock up on your holiday foods before Thanksgiving. There'll be pies, bread, baked goods, crafts, winter produce, and then, of course, as always, we'll have free samples for tasting.
How will this be different than the farmers markets folks have been used to?
I'm guessing as our registration comes in for vendors, that'll kind of tailor what the market looks like, but I really think it'll be split more between local producers with vegetables and their winter crop, but also our crafters and people who are making the handmade items.
A lot of finished items.
Yes.
Yeah, and folks are asking for those types of things at these events?
They are, especially right before the holidays. A lot of people looking for unique gifts to stock up on as Christmas is right around the corner.
Great. That's coming up Monday, November 24th. I'm sure you'll have more details for us as we get a little bit closer to that event.
We will.
Absolutely.
We're just kind of starting off on getting some vendors registered, and so as we get the registration in, we'll be back to talk more about who's going to be there.
Oh, that's great. Overall, have the farmers market activities this year, I know they've kind of coordinated together as best they can to help each other and cross-promote and things and do some more exciting events. Has it been a success this year?
It has. I have been really pleased by how the different markets have grown in the amount of vendors there and the wide variety of products available. Also, just getting the Messina market off the ground and kind of starting something this season, you know, every other week, and hopefully next year they can maybe go to weekly or add in a food vendor. I know Messina's also talked about having a movie night in the park, and so it's been fun just to watch the different vendors support each other and learn from each other, but also to see them in all the different communities around Cass County.
Well, you know, the neat thing about this is most folks that attend these things, they're happy. They're having a good time.
They are. We really want people to come out and enjoy it and just support the local producers that are right next door.
Always fun to be around happy people.
It is.
Very good. Well, Chelsea, thanks so much for all the hard work you've put in this year. It's hardly over. Still plenty more to do, but we want to make sure folks know, don't forget about all those great things coming up. Again, the Messina Hillside Harvest Market, their last market coming up on September 25th. You've got the Atlantic Farmers Market still continuing. That Harvest Market coming up on Monday, November 24th. And oh yeah, tonight, it's Produce in the Park here in the Atlantic City Park. And oh, by the way, it's supposed to be in the 70s this afternoon. Great weather for it. Chelsea, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim.